years of radio. Radio Moments.
With all this talk of Scotland increasingly ploughing its own furrow, let's remember it was only 37 years ago this week when the country got its own proper radio station.
Well, this is a gala night for radio. In fact, a new era of broadcasting in Scotland started today with the birth of Scotland's first national radio station. The new Radio Scotland on 370 metres and VHF.
Good old VHF. And VHF FM was the only wave band to remain unchanged this week in 1978.
A new international frequency agreement comes into effect.
Some commercial stations moved a little. For example, Capital, Forth and Hallam moved from 1546 to 1548, Trent from 998 to 999, Piccadilly and Clyde from 1151 to 1152. Meanwhile, at the BBC, it was radical change, and BBC One TV joined up with all the radio stations to explain it live. Let's go nationwide.
And now we welcome radio listeners from all four radio networks to Nationwide on BBC One. We're getting together for the first time ever in order to help you identify all the BBC radio stations and their frequencies. So here they are from 1 to 4.
Hi, this is Kid Jensen on Radio 1, now broadcasting on 275 and 285 metres. That's 1089 and 1053 kilohertz in the medium wave.
Hello, John Dunn here on behalf of all of us on Radio 2. We broadcast now on 433 and 330 metres medium wave.
Hello, this is Patricia Hughes on Radio 3, broadcasting on 247 metres, that's 1215 kilohertz on the medium wave.
Hello, this is Moira Stewart on Radio 4. We now broadcast on 1500 metres, 200 kilohertz on the long wave, and on VHF FM in England.
The big frequency changes this week in 1978. It's 20 years now since we lost this voice.
Radio 1, Stuart Henry.
Help me. All right, lads, are we blast then?
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. The weekend, baby, is starting right here.
208 Daily Mirror News.
And with the time just before 1 o'clock, here is indeed the news headlines. Britain is to get the new Leyland Mini, provided real progress is made to put industrial relations...
Stuart Henry, who appeared on The Pirates on Radio 1, and then much loved on Luxie, where he continued living with his MS on air alongside his wife, as I recall. And whilst we're with Radio Luxembourg, it's 33 years since Barry Aldiss died.
This is Radio Luxembourg, your station of the stars, broadcasting on 208 metres medium wave. It's time for Top 20. Hi, everybody. This is your DJBA Barry Aldiss at the microphone. It's great to be with you again. Yes, here we go with all that's best in the world of wax. Pops are plenty in Top 20. And number one on the list, well, they've made it, those sensational Supremes with Baby Love.
Radio sounded so much more fun back then. Barry Aldiss, your DJBA, who died this week in 82. Happy birthday, BBC Radio Merseyside.
Out now by radio link to our reporting team. In the air, on the river, and underground. I'm sorry, we can't go to the beacon where Jerry Harrison should be, so on we go now to the second Mersey Tunnel.
No, I mean, standing at the excavation...
I bet somebody got very angry about all that. BBC Radio Merseyside launching.
Hello. Sorry about that. We couldn't get Jerry Harrison, who at the moment, we hope, is on top of the beacon here in Liverpool.
It's all right, don't mention it. Let it go. It's a long time ago now. As far as PR stunts are concerned, this one did the business.
Absolute Radio 60s.
A radio station dedicated to playing 60s music is to ban Sir Cliff from their playlist.
In a funny, strange way, they're using me to advertise their station, and I hope they're going to be really successful.
Absolute 60 is launching this week 4 years ago. More drama in Birmingham this week in 81.
And now I'm very sorry to say that BBC Radio Birmingham is closing down. Yes, we're closing down, and we're closing down for good. But tomorrow, Radio WM takes to the airwaves with all your favourite programmes and presenters. And, of course, it'll be louder and better than ever. That's Radio WM, the sound of local radio for the 1980s, in tune with the West Midlands.
Radio WM.
It was all a bit odd, to be honest. One day we were Radio Birmingham, the next we were Radio WM. A name change for the BBC in Birmingham this week, 34 years ago. And it's 7 years this week since Power FM in Hampshire.
Power FM, Southampton.
Became Galaxy South Coast. It's now Capital. Meanwhile, up in Carlisle this week in 1973... Ah, the jolly sound of BBC Radio Carlisle, the last in the first round of BBC Local Radio. It launched this week 42 years ago. It's now Radio Cumbria. This week, 60 years ago, we first heard this tune, adopted as an ident for the World Service in English.
Tonight we present Lily Valera.
Lily Bolero, still heard, good old Lily, on the BBC World Service, but it began BBC usage in 1941 for a different purpose.
Into battle. On the occasion of Adolf Hitler's birthday, we present the first of a series of programmes designed in some sort to reflect what he, and we also, may have forgotten, the fighting spirit of the people of Britain.
Happy birthday, Lily. 60 years on the BBC World Service. Let's finish with a taste of the chap we lost this week 9 years ago.
The lower top 20 stop press reports the loss of Buddy Holly's brown-eyed handsome man. Down this week for Brenda Lee from 12 to 15. The Chiffons from 15 to 18. Springfield's from 16 to 20. The Shantays from 18 to 19. And it's up for Freddie and the Dreamers.
He didn't used to bother hitting the posts in the music back then, did he? Farewell, Fluff.
And number 10 in our Saturday show, Rock Top 20 Music Lovers, Eagles. Title track there from Hotel California.
So, with the death of Radio 4's Nick Clarke 9 years ago...
Welcome to Tring in Hertfordshire, sometimes said to be further from the sea than any town in England.
Wilfred Pickles joining the BBC 74 years ago, the first newsreader not to speak with received pronunciation.
This is the BBC Home and Forces programme. Here's the news.
Paul Burnett celebrating his 72nd birthday.
Here's a dedication on the programme from member number 13930 in the Club 208. The name is Kat.
And radio beginning in Australia this week, 92 years ago, with soprano Dorothy Deering on 5SB. Who's all this week's radio moments?